Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas or Naftali B'Arbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuv Gimel, and as we're starting Perek Kol HaBasar, let's see something that's nega very much to understanding of the Isser of Basar B'Cholav. Toises right away in the beginning of the Perek says that there's a chiddush to tell you the Basar B'Cholav is noyeg be'oretz u'b'chutz l'oretz. I would think it would be noyeg only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Rishis bikuri adnascho, David beis Hashem lokecho," and then it says, "Loisav shilagdi bechalav imoy." So the issur of loisav vashagdi bechalav imoy, the issur of basav chalav, is written right next to bikurim. Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. So you would think the basav chalav is also only in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the chiddush. The basav chalav is noyeg in chutz laretz. So some bring that this is really what's brought down in the tikkuni zoyar tikkun yudalet, because it says over there, it says. Rishis b'kuri ad moscho v'chulei, lo yisav shagdi b'chalev imoy, kom Rav Shimon Aragulay, Rav Shimon stood on his legs and says, Elio, Elio, he spoke to Elio Anovi, please come down here and come and explain to us this inyan. So people should not come and eat basar b'chalev. So the Zohar goes on and says, Elio Anovi said, yeah, basar b'chalev is similar to having shor v'chamor yachdov. It's a problem of kilayim, of combining things that you're not supposed to combine. So says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, no, but here it's Dover Tome and Dover Tar. Chamor is Tome and Shor is Tar. Here's two Dvarim which are Tehoirim. Says Elio Novi, still, even things that Tehoirim, not necessarily you can combine them together, and that's why Basar v'Cholav is Asur. So Rav Reuven Margolyos, in the Sefer Nitzoytze Zoyer, Sefer he put out on the Zoyer, one of the several Sforim that Rav Reuven Margolyos put out, and right there in Nitzoytze Zoyer, he brings the name of the Choyze Milublin. Interesting enough that the Shut Divri Yatziv, Choshemish Bet Simen Tzadik Beis, Oysut Beis, brings the same idea in the name of the Rebbe of Zitichov, that's what he told to the Chavazdas. Chavazdas asked him the question, and that's what he said. He says, what is the Zohar saying? What is Shimon Bar Yochai saying? Oh, will your Navi come explain to us, because people are going to come and eat Basar B'Cholav. He says, the Pshat in the Zohar is the Taisis over here. Tayyiz tells us the Pashat in the Pasuk, you learn in Bikurim and next to Basar V'Cholav, I would think Basar V'Cholav is Mutter and Chutz Laretz. So that's where Shimon Bar Yochai get up and said to Elio Novi, please explain to us the Inyan of Basar V'Cholav so people will not come and make the mistake and eat it in Chutz Laretz. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is coming to say, the people should not come and make the mistake of Basar V'Cholav. And to explain this a little more, Bohemic. Now the Zohar already tells us Basar V'Cholav is the Inyan of Taruvas you're not supposed to mix together. What's shot in that? So the Mefarshim explain in different ways. The Noyim Elimelech in Parashat Mishpatim, he explains that Basar is a remes to Gashmius, and Cholov is a remes to Ruchnius. We know that Dam Nechor V'Nase Cholov. So Cholov is the Ashpah from above, and the Basar is the physical, material thing we have in this world. So Cholov belongs to the Olamos HaElyonim, and Basar belongs to the Olamos HaTachtonim. To connect and do a yichud between Olamos HaElyonim and Olamos HaTachtonim, that we can do, that most people don't have the ability to do. And that's why you can't connect Basar V'Cholav. And the Ne'er Melech, that's the pshat, the Malachim by Avraham Avinu did eat Basar V'Cholav. Because Malachim, they're able to connect Olamos HaElyonim with Olamos HaTachtonim. And the Ne'er Melech, a big chiddush, he says that in Shavuos, we're matir a little bit not to be so careful with Basar V'Cholav like the rest of the year. So in the footnotes of Ne'er Melech, they're saying, what does it mean? What do we find in Shavuos that we're not careful with Basar V'Cholav? But the MS says, it seems that Ne'er Melech is referring to the Shari Tshuva. That brings that some say that in Shavuos you don't have to wait the full 6 hours, you have to wait during the rest of the year. And we're eating a milch kamil closer to a flesh kamil. So says the Ne'er Melech, why in Shavuos a little more lenient? Why is there such a concept? Why is there such an opinion? Because in Shavuos, when we receive the Torah, we're closer to the Darga of Malachim. Am Yisrael considered to be a Malachim. They got the Ksarim of Nasa and Nishra and the Malachim. So therefore there, we're able to connect more Basar V'Cholav. It says, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Lo Yisav Hashel Gdi B'Chalev Yom Gdi, when he's young. It means we're not on the level yet of connection. That's when we can't connection it. And that's Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Means we're not cooked enough. We're not yet in the level that we can connect Basar V'Cholav. And this may be what he understood in Divrei HaZohar. The Zohar says is an irbuv. You're not allowed to come in the arb of two things together. It means something which is Olamos HaElyonim or Olamos HaTachtonim, you can't really connect it together. Maybe one can suggest the Neretz Yisrael, which is Shar Shamayim, is the place of connection of Olamos Elyonim and Olamos HaTachtonim. As Rabbeinu Bechai explains in Parshas Ekev, these are the two parts of the parsha. Mitzad Echad that says Eretz Chitov Soyer Geven Teina Verimoin, that they talk about the physical elements of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzad Sheni it says Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Lekech Chabo Meish Sashono Ve'adach Sashono, the more spiritual elements of Eretz Yisrael. There, where you have that thing, you would have a Hava Mina that we can connect to Lomas Elyonim to Lomas Tachtoim. So we have to be very careful not to do it. Where we have to be very careful not to eat Basar Becholov. But in Chutzaretz, then anyway we don't have Shaychus to Shara Shamayim to Lomas Elyonim. So maybe there Basar Becholov won't be a problem, because the Cholov in Chutzaretz doesn't have the din, the hashpa that you have in Eretz Yisrael. That maybe you will be able to connect it. It's not a real Basar Becholov. That's what Eliyahu Novi came and says in Sefer HaZoyar, don't make that mistake. Basar Becholov, the same issue that you have in Eretz Yisrael, you still have in Chutzaretz. So this is a little bit of a Hakdama, of a taste of the Inyanim of Basar Becholov, of the Irbu of these two elements. Anyone who wants to join and respond to the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.